One of the devil's greatest deceptions is to make us think that we're alone. No one else understands what I'm going through. No one else cares what I'm going through. I feel so alone. This Lent, let's together definitively reject that lie. How many times have I heard someone say they took a risk with another person to share a piece of their struggle, and they were surprised to hear the other name similar feelings? Yes, each of us is utterly unique, but honestly, the enemy is not very creative. He keeps using the same playbooks over and over again. And when he gets us isolated, though, that playbook works pretty darn well. But God did not create us to be isolated. In the first reading, listen again to how the prophet Joel exhorts us to come together. He says, "Call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, 'Spare, O Lord, your people.'" Notice that he doesn't just call some people to assemble. He doesn't just say those who are really good. All the smart people, not everybody that's here. Anybody who has no problems. No. He says everyone, from the old folk to the babies, including those who are on their honeymoon. One of the most important ways that we defeat the enemy is together. In that second reading from 2 Corinthians, St. Paul says something very similar. He starts off, he says, "We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." And then he says, "Working together then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain." How do we avoid receiving the grace of God in vain? By working together, cooperating. And that phrase refers in the first place to our working together with Jesus, but also our working together with the whole community of Jesus we call the church. The gospel gives a beautiful illustration of this twofold meaning of working together. Jesus says to give alms in secret, to do your fasting in secret, to pray to the Father in secret, going to your inner room and closing the door. Sure sounds like isolating oneself, but that's not true. We're supposed to pray in the assembly, here in the church building. But we're also supposed to pray in the inner sanctuary of our domestic church building, which is our home. Have you set up your domestic prayer space yet? Lent is an ideal time to do that. Now, Jesus also refers in this verse simply to quiet prayer in the heart, whether at church or at home or anywhere really. The important take home here is that neither public prayer nor private prayer is enough. We need both. We're called to both. All three of those charges for the Christian life, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, while benefiting us, are done for others. We give to help others. We pray to benefit others. We fast on behalf of others. Our Lenten duty, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. It's a work done with others and on behalf of others. I think it's beautiful that we pray together, that we give alms together. Our Lenten project this year, right? The St. Jonna Women's Health and Fertility Center. That we fast together in various ways, but certainly today, Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, and every Friday of Lent. And this working together, it's wonderfully illustrated in our Catholic Church by the reality of the communion of saints. We work together with the saints in heaven, with the souls in purgatory, and with the whole universal church here on earth. We've got a powerful intercessory squad in heaven, encouraging and exhorting and inspiring us to keep running the race, not to give up, never to despair. We don't go to God alone. We go together as the church. When you're working to grow in humility, the church is working with you. When you're working to grow in chastity, the church is working with you. When you're working to grow in courage, boldness, patience, temperance, justice, prudence, love, the church is working with you. We know that Jesus is working in you and that the church is working with you. This Lent, strive for your part to work with Jesus and to work with the church. Let me close by taking a moment to dig a little bit deeper into Jesus' words on prayer. He says, go to your inner room. Think about that in terms of go to your heart. He says, close the door. Could also be translated, lock the door, which sounds kind of lonely, right? Lock yourself inside your heart. But the third command, pray to your Father there in your heart. In other words, God is in the heart with you. Pause for a moment. Let that sink in. Soak in. When you pray, go to your heart and lock the Lord in there with you and talk it out. Take a moment right now, please. Close your eyes. Go to your heart. Close the door. With the Lord inside with you. Just the two of you alone. Pray to Him. Say to Him, my heart belongs to you. Make me mercy-minded. I give you permission to work in me, in all of me, in my family, my friends, my work, my school, my study, my play. Transform me. Make me your own.